USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
And I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Donald Trump is just a few hours away from nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed, Barrett, who serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, would be the president's third Supreme Court appointee following Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department announced findings of a probe into discarded general election ballots in a key Pennsylvania county. U.S. Attorney David Freed from the Middle District of Pennsylvania announced that a federal investigation found a number of military general election ballots were discarded in Luzerne County. 70% of those were marked for President Trump, and the others are unknown. The president has repeatedly cast doubt on the security of mail-in voting, and the White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany mentioned the announcement minutes before the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, posting it on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Searchers combing the area where a Ukrainian military aircraft crashed found two more bodies, bringing the death toll to 26 with just one survivor. The plane, a twin turboprop Antonov 26 belonging to the Ukrainian Air Force, was carrying a crew of 7 and 20 cadets in a military aviation school when it crashed and burst into flames while coming in for a landing. No cause for the crash has yet been determined. Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility company are bracing for hot, dry, and windy weather again that may fan the flames of several major wildfires or ignite new ones. Pacific Gas and Electric warned that it might cut power, potentially affecting 197,000 customers, during which forecasters say a ridge of high pressure will raise temperatures and generate gusts flowing from the interior to the coast. PG&E initially warned that 81,000 customers in those three counties would lose power beginning later today, but expanded the potential shutoff when the forecast changed. The utility continues to track the weather to determine if it's necessary to shut off power to areas where gusts could damage the company's equipment or hurl debris into lines that could ignite flammable vegetation. PG&E equipment has sparked larger wildfires, including the 2018 fire that destroyed much of the Sierra foothills and the town of Paradise, killing 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.